This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face many challenges. The EU has also mobilized search and rescue teams to help Turkey, while the bloc's Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. Syria on Wednesday made an official plea to the European Union for help after the deadly earthquake that struck it and Turkey this week, the bloc's commissioner for crisis management said. The European Commission is encouraging EU member countries to respond to Syria's request for medical supplies and food, the commissioner said. He added it would also closely monitor the use of any aid given to ensure it is not diverted by the sanctioned government in Damascus. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with King Charles III on Wednesday in Buckingham Palace as part of a daring visit to the UK to appeal for more advanced weapons. Earlier in the day, Zelensky pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia in a dramatic speech before the UK Parliament where he pleaded for families.
Precious that we, the servants of our kings, do everything possible and impossible to make the world provide us with modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
Zelensky also met with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at Downing Street. Shortly before his arrival, Sunak's office announced plans to expand a program training Ukraine's military to include its air force, to ensure pilots